You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is this his agent, his team around him? What is going on? So I want to play you what Bill Self had to say. They're saying it's a hamstring injury.
Well, you know, he played the whole game against Carolina, and then we were off Saturday, practice Sunday, practice Monday, and practice today, this morning. But his hamstring was tight this morning, so, you know, I'm not going to risk that. So hopefully it's precautionary. You know, on the reason why he didn't play. So I look forward to seeing him in practice on Thursday. So at least we think that's the case. But it was tight after he practiced today. We practiced this morning at 10 and he practiced. So we didn't anticipate this, but at the end of practice, he said it was tight. So that told me no reason to go.
So this is the first regular season game that he's missed. I want to be clear on that because for whatever reason, like the way fans were discussing this last night, you would have thought, Bank, that they've played 8 games and he sat out like 5 of them or 4 of them or 3.
Yeah.
He played in the Green Bay game, which is also a cupcake. He played in the North Carolina game. They looked terrible, as we all know, in the second half. They got their butts kicked. He did not play in the exhibition against Fort Hays State, I think. Okay, big deal. And then he played in the exhibition scrimmage or whatever it was against Louisville, and he looked great. Louisville also just beat Kentucky last night, by the way. Here's the question I have. It's not so much, do I think he's under load management now? No, I don't. I think it's way too early to determine that, and I think that's just Twitter speculation at this point. Now, they play Princeton coming up on Saturday. If he misses that game, is it just because it's a hamstring, or is it because it's an easier opponent? Because then they play Duke, Notre Dame, Syracuse, and then Mizzou. So the schedule...
UConn
as well. All those included. Yeah. So it's a very difficult stretch coming up. I don't believe they're in a load management era right now with Darren Peterson at this point. But it makes you wonder, are we going to see that at some point in time, right? Like, are we going to see that with some of the top prospects, guys that are going to be number one draft picks? Is this something we should start expecting? Because let me be clear, I actually do not think that's what's going on yet.
I don't either, but do we see it going forward? I do. I mean, everything's changed. Everything's changed in the college football world, especially with, you know, talking about just that in particular with guys doing this. And also, we're seeing a rash of guys like Dylan Edwards didn't want to go over that 4-game threshold. He entered his transfer portal. So guys are kind of pulling themselves out early. It's just a different time and day. And with load management, you're playing Corpus Christi. They're 1-3 in the Southland at this point. So that was one of those games where you don't want to push it with an elite player. Like, I get it. It was Corpus Christi they were playing. I do think the opponent makes a difference, and I think we might see this going forward with bad opponents,
right,
as far as resting players. I think you're on. So I think we see this more and more going forward.
Yeah, so the question is about moving forward with other players or with him. And so
I think you see it. I'm just saying, guys, take it easy all the way around, all sports.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, last night, he had a hamstring injury. That's what they said. Now, basically, you're trying to say, are they telling the truth or not? Because if he had a hamstring injury and he didn't play against Corpus Christi because they're being precautionary, that doesn't mean it's load management. That means that he's got a hamstring injury, and why the hell would we risk it on November the 11th?
Against Texas A&M, against Corpus Christi.
That, to me, is not load management. That's just being smart. Load management is, he doesn't really have an injury. We got three games in X amount of days. We got a big game coming up. Let's not play him. People are speculating that that's what happened. I'm saying I think his hamstring got tweaked in practice, and it's like, if it was the NCAA tournament and the Final Four, he's playing.
He's gonna play.
That's not load management to me. Load management's what we see in the NBA. They play out a Wednesday, and then, like, there's no injury at all, and he just sits out the next game, and then he plays the next game, and he sits out, and he plays the next game. That's load management to me.
I think we will
see it. Drew, where you're at,
I think
this.
We will see load management. This clearly isn't that case. I honestly think you just don't want to push it against the opponent, which was Texas A&M Corpus Christi. But I think that's true, though. I think you will start seeing some of this going forward, Alex.
I just think that it's – you're playing – if we're talking about – especially with it being, like, college basketball and these – the expectations on teams and coaches in particular, they're not going to just sit a guy because they're playing against somebody, because they know, like, the more games you can log as a group together, you build that chemistry. That's what the games are like these are for. Is it's not just for the smaller schools to test what they have against a better opponent. It's, hey, let's collectively get all of our guys in. Let's get everybody playing and try to build that cohesiveness. So then by the time we get to Big 12 play in January, we've got a group that can go ahead and get to the top of the conference and continue to try to push for that top three seed, top four seed in the tournament, and try to make a run at the Big 12. It feels like these games are very important to that, where even if it is any load management sort of thing, I don't think it is. They play Towson, and I don't know when exactly, but later on in the schedule after that bad stretch. If I was Bill Self, you're playing. Like I'm playing everybody, but I have a plan going in of I'm not wearing you out playing this game against Towson. Like, you'll play 15 minutes with the rest of the starters, and then we're going to get everybody else some run. I don't think there's ever in college basketball going to be intentionally resting players. Because they're playing a bad opponent. I vehemently think that is never going to happen.
So that's where I disagree. So let me be clear again. I do not think that's happening yet with Darren Peterson in Kansas. However, I absolutely think, whether it's this year, next year, with NIL and the money, and I'm talking specifically guys that think they're going to be top five picks in the NBA draft, which there's a couple of those guys right now.
You see it in other sports too. You see it in football all the time.
I absolutely believe we will get to a point where, much like we saw at the end of college football season with the meaningless bowl games, and the first player that kind of was doing that was actually Christian McCaffrey. He took a lot of heat for it when he didn't play in the Sun Bowl many, many, many years ago. And that to me was smart. I think you're going to have somebody trying to protect themselves and their own investment in themselves and
that's
the people
in the
around them.
I disagree, because that's in the postseason where the game doesn't matter. Resting in a game now, you're still, like, to me, the fact that they're getting paid now actually is part of the reason why I think it's never going to happen. Because if they were not making money, then I think, you know what, if you want to pull a Jamar Chase, yo, man, I'm not playing this season. I'm not going to play at all. I'm going to go and I'm going to train on the outside of it.
Well, that's
fine. But the fact that these players are getting paid now, it feels like to me...
They're not paid per game, though.
I understand that, but I would not be surprised where if a booster was like, look, man, you're not playing
you better get that in the contract, and there's no contracts.
I'm going to be honest. Right? I think that the under the table stuff is, you're playing all these games, otherwise you're not getting this NIL. I think that's still part of the deal that's going on right now. Where
I think more and more guys are looking out for themselves, though. That's why I brought up the redshirting thing.
I understand that.
Guys do take care of how many games you played, so you can still hit the transfer portal and say you're of eligibility. Guys care about this stuff more now than they ever have. That's why I kind of linked the eligibility and the redshirting with this, because guys are looking out for themselves more.
I think it's different, because when you're looking at Bill Self is, unless it's Darren Peterson taking himself out, Bill Self is never going to rest him on purpose for a game because they're playing Texas A&M Corpus Christi. That will never happen.
I think that's very wishful, optimistic thinking.
He's got a hamstring. We don't want to push it. We have number 3 and 4 in the nation coming up. Don't want to push it. I mean, I can see it happening.
Yeah, but no. That's not load management, though. I think that's looking out for your player who tweaked his hamstring in a game or who has dealt with cramps.
Sure, you don't want to push it, so it's easier to not play them.
But it's because he tweaked his hamstring. I know that there's a very thin line in terms of what is and what is not load management. But if you tweak your hamstring in practice, and we're playing Texas A&M Corpus Christi, sorry, man, you're not playing, and it's because you tweaked your hamstring. It's not you're totally healthy and we're playing a team that's not good and yeah. we're resting you. I think that's a load of crap.
I don't think this is this case at all. I think it's a legitimate injury, but I do see this going forward with certain players.
We'll get back
taking
to this.
Taking it easy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.